Sean does. You've seen the scores from the last couple weeks. 82 points here, 60 points there.
Yeah.
Probably not going to take off the Jets here.
Probably not. I mean, anything could happen. In 11-man football, this is really bad news in the first half. Again, Tigers, you know, can turn things around, but I'm not seeing it yet. I'm not getting that vibe. They're hit and miss with their run attack.
A little bit of lightning flashing in the distance. It looked like heat lightning, unless my eyes deceive me. Not quite set as far as, well, the sun may be down, but it's still some light out there. It looked like I saw some lightning, though. And if I did, might have to be a break in the action. Usually, if you can see lightning, that means that you're going to have to take 30 minutes before play resumes. I don't see any officials making any motions towards that regard, but definitely something flashing in the northern sky there.
It looked like a weird lateral sideways bolt, but it could have been coming off the little bit of thin clouds we have off near the horizon. It could have been heat. Like, I didn't hear any thunder, but
no,
it looked like a bolt going sideways.
Something flashed. And it looks like there is some rain coming in across mid-Michigan. Not here yet, but it would be amazing if that's what we saw there. I'm still thinking it might be some heat lightning. But
yeah, that would make sense.
Kickoff to the 35-yard line, and it is
returned
out to the
43. Taken by number 15 of the Tigers. Picks up a couple yards.
That is Zachary Baisdell.
Is there to bring him down?
Bring it out to the 43.
Baisdell.
Once again,
it out to the 40. It'll
good
be first
field position
for
CBS and the Tigers.
On their own 40-yard line.
Yep, that's right. That was a nice little kickoff, not an onside, went right to him. Let's see what they can do with it now on their first set of downs.
They've been able to move the ball. They got in the red zone on the last drive. If they could score, at least offset the offensive prowess of the Warriors, keep it somewhat close. But if they can't get in the end zone soon, the big chunk plays from North Huron are going to really start to make this game impossible to come back from.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right.
Mooney goes in motion to the far side of the formation. Hooper takes the ball, and he is sacked.
Quarterback goes back to pass.
That is big number 79.
And Wilschlager,
Austin Levine,
comes bull rushing through the line to drop him in the backfield for about a
9-yard
loss.
Sack there.
Back inside.
That was
the
a true pass.
The
there
34.
Was no run going on. Hooper didn't have time to set his feet or throw the ball, though.
Going to call it.
No, he didn't.
18.
I think there's somebody seeing some writing on the wall trying to move things up a little bit, but that was quick penetration and by a couple of guys too, and he just went down.
It was the 43 on the first down play. This is going to be the 34. That was a loss of 9 on that sack. Not only was it sack, but Hooper in the shotgun formation, he took the ball, kind of drifted back trying to get away, and he lost 9 yards on that play. Not
right.
Where CPS wants to be on second down. Pass here off of play action. It looks like they're going to pick those 9 yards back up. Some tough running.
Quick hit to number 24.
The pile
we end up with
started to kind
of
gain mass at about the 40, and he dragged it all the way out to the 42.
As he brings it all the way back to the original line of scrimmage.
Looked like it might
it's
be,
going to be third
and rate,
10
number 26
that
on the catch. It was hard to tell because there were so many Warriors
hanging
on top of him.
Yeah, that was a pretty gutsy play. He took a couple steps back and just fired it over the middle. I like the play, but it was kind of a dangerous thing to do, but I think there might be a sense of desperation setting in on the Tiger side of the field right now.
So a sack for a loss of 9, a pass completed for a gain of 9. Everything offsets. 2 plays down, and we're right back where we started. 10 yards to go for CBS here, 3rd and 10. 2 men in the backfield, Hooper under center. He's going to hand off. No, that's a double play action. He faked the dive. He faked the end going
pass
around.
Intended for number
he was
12
looking for number 12, Peyton Mooney, on the near side of the field.
And 10 for the Tigers.
And Mooney could not hold in.
Put it just a little
CBS
too far
going from right to left on your radio dial.
Mooney.
And Mooney
and
was
incomplete.
He had a step. He was covered pretty good, but it would take a good throw. But there was a possibility that that could have been completed if it was on the money.
If he'd have put it on the money, that would have. And that would have been a real booster right now. Not a lot of defensive penetration by the Warriors on that play. A little bit surprising. Maybe they read the pass. I don't know.
Well, you had the double play action at one up the middle and two on the end around. And it looks like maybe they were trying to find the football.
Right. Carsonville doesn't have the kind of movement on the field by the quarterback.
There's a pooch punt on 4th and 10. And North Huron's going to let it roll. It's going to go out of bounds.
Punt rolls out of bounds on a 30-yard line as Taylor
this side of the 30-yard line of North Huron.
On the North Huron 30, where the Royals will take over first and 10.
So that was
with 8:08 to go in the
20s,
first half.
As far as distance on the punt, not the best punt you've ever seen, but certainly not the worst I've ever seen either.
Right, and having them back at the 30 is, at this point right now, given the momentum, it's not really a threat. The Warriors are definitely in command right now with 8 minutes left in the half.
And North Huron already up by 4 scores, 32-0. 4th and 10, if you're CPS, you're trying to keep this game maybe at least kind of sort of close. You don't want to give them the ball on your side of the field. Make them earn it. Not that they haven't, but make them earn it, right?
Yeah, I'd like to see Carsonville's quarterback move a little bit more. He's a short guy. I'd like to see him move left to right a little bit and try to find open receivers.
Knobloch keeping it on first down, going to the far side of the field, left to right on your radio dial, and he has room. It's going to be first down.
On the quarterback, Keith. Takes the
Knobloch, there was no
number
play action.
Is there
the two
Tigers, as
running backs in the backfield, they were lead blockers
down.
Going left, and Knobloch, he pivoted
first down,
and just followed him, and he wasn't touched until he got 12 yards down the field. It's going to be first and 10 for North Huron from their own 44.
Yep.
And that's a different look. So far, we've seen if there's been a running play from the quarterback, there's been some sort of play action. That was straight keep from the snap.
Right, really impressive.
And lots of room. Here's a handoff up the middle.
Craig,
it doesn't
up
go
the middle.
Real far.
15
that's Craig,
for the Tigers
the
is there. Baysdale chopping down.
But he can't get in motion.
We've
seen his speed
second and eight.
So far, he wasn't able to really get out and stretch his legs there. A couple of yard gain out across the 45 to the 46. Number 15, Zachary Baysdale with the tackle for CPS. Second and eight. North Huron with the ball. They are driving two plays so far, roughly 14 yards accumulated, and they're up by 32. Dive up the middle. A missed tackle there right at the line of scrimmage. You can hear the Tigers coach yelling for his player to make that play at the point of attack.
Picks up about a yard.
It was Shapinski.
Third and five.
And Shapinski is able to get past the line, almost up to the 50. It's going to be third and a long four, maybe a short five. But CPS, they had a guy there, and they just couldn't make the play without generating a zero or negative yardage play, which is kind of what you want as a defense. If you're North Huron, you're happy gaining a yard or two.
Yeah.
You got four downs. You got this big lead, so you're probably going to go for it. And on top of that, you've shown the ability to do big plays. If you're getting one or two, as long as you're not going backwards, you're probably okay.
5 yards was enough for a first down.
I think Carsonville is starting to feel the pressure. I think they're starting to feel a little desperate, and when that happens, you miss tackles.
Easy. Not only do you miss tackles, but you jump off sides as well.
Right.
First down now for North Huron off of the 5-yard offsides penalty. That was a nifty little play, and Craig is gone, and he's gone. He's got the ball. It was a little kind of
Michael
a weird
Craig
pitch, almost counter play. So
46 yards for a touchdown
left,
Huron.
But it was a short pitch, and then it was a counter by Craig coming back towards the center of the formation, maybe even towards the near side of the field. He made one man miss about 5 yards downfield, and then he was off to the races.
Yep, nice quick move, and I think Carsonville is starting to get tired of the defense. It's warm and muggy out there.
A lot of big plays now all of a sudden.
Oh, there is. Yeah, this is really going the wrong way for Coach Ricketts and the Carsonville Port Sanilac Tigers.
38-0, 6:13 left in the second quarter. 38-0 and over a half of a quarter.
Austin Levine does not
this first half
make it in for the two-point conversion that time.
Another failed two-point conversion that's
in
two in a row after four consecutive makes.
The Tigers, 38-0,
6:13 left in the second quarter. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports Network.
A tradition assures the onset of fall. Football is back for another season. It's like it never left. Just like Tim Fritz and your local Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Farm Bureau is here today, tomorrow, and for the future. You can score a great policy by setting up an appointment and running the triple option. Step into the office off of Van Dyke Road on the north end of Bad Axe. Call 269-9445 or find Tim and Company online at timfritzinsurance.com. Home life, auto, or business insurance. Tim Fritz and Farm Bureau have any emergency blanketed with the best coverage.